Welcome to episode 25 of the Super Podcast, and I'm your host, Super Marcy, and I'm quite possibly the most awesome person ever, maybe except for my special guest for this show, and I will let him introduce himself.
Hello, cutie pie.
It's Arnold again.
Hey, everybody. It's Seth Gecko here, or Nick Bosworth, or Elder Predator, whoever you end up wanting to call me. I've been called all three for the last couple of years, pretty much ever since I started back on the forum of Joe Blow. I think that was like back when, I don't know, I think when the site was actually starting to kick off. Ooh. So, hey there, Marcy.
Hello.
And hello, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. How are you going?
Very, very good, and very excited to be part of your podcast. Actually, my first podcast,
it's technically. Your first podcast, so you're losing your podcast virginity as well as your super podcast virginity. So exactly. It's double the cherry popping.
And no one better to lose it to than you.
Exactly. That's what they all say. Another satisfied customer.
Exactly.
So, before we actually get right into it, just in case anybody listening doesn't know, you obviously work for joblow.com. And yes. Your expertise, I guess, is at moviehotties.com.
Yeah, I started there a little over 3 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. I was just on the forums for a while, and Berg, my boss, he basically emailed me and said, you show a lot of material on the forum and whatnot. How about, how do you think about a job on the site? And I'm like, hey, it's pretty sweet. And that's just when Joe Blow was starting to split up into the different websites and the network. And it was pretty awesome.
Cool.
Ever since, anyway.
Well, I guess you can't really complain when you just like post pictures of hot chicks all the time.
I'm not complaining at all, and especially when those little exclusives come along.
Little exclusives, like April Fool's jokes, perhaps.
Yeah, I don't think too many people are very happy with me today, considering I did the same thing years ago where I posted a photo of Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson for, do you remember that flick, The Other Boleyn Girl, or yeah, Boleyn?
Whatever it was called, yeah.
Yeah, I did one in the forum. I photoshopped a photo of, and it was really shitty at the time. I took like a fake hand and I made it look like Scarlett was cupping one of Natalie's boobs, the photo, and you couldn't see it until you blew it up on the screen.
Yeah.
When it was the thumbnail, it looked real. When you blew it up, it looked like shit. Fake. Like, damn you, Elder. And so I decided to pull a similar gag today, and I hope everybody's not getting their pitchforks to come and get me.
Yeah, why don't you just tell everybody what the actual joke was before we continue?
Basically, the joke was with a very anticipated movie, Black Swan, coming out this year. I don't know the full story of the book, but it's about a rebel ballet dancer, two girls that face off. One is Natalie Portman, one is Mila Kunis. And apparently in the book, there's supposed to be a very aggressive love scene between the two. And nobody said if it's going to be in the movie, but I thought I'd take advantage of that and basically put a photo in there, but just a small piece of it, plus a fake interview from Mila, basically saying that, oh yeah, there's going to be some hot girl-on-girl action in this flick. And if you click on this photo, you're going to be able to see some sexy lip locking between the two. And when you click on it, you just see a big photo of George Clooney as Seth Gecko with a big screw you, you're not that lucky today. So yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was quite hilarious.
I thought that was alright.
And
everybody seemed to enjoy it, but hated it at the same time.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to complain about seeing a picture of George Clooney as Seth Gecko, so
I wasn't disappointed. That's the thing, I think the guys will. So I apologize to all men who visit the site.
Well, hopefully we'll get that aggressive love scene in the movie.
I'm definitely counting on it. If I know. And I know Natalie, which I don't, but know their work well enough.
Well, if it's going to happen, I'm sure we'll all be happy. But if not, we'll just be daydreaming that it did happen in the movie.
I'm just glad that Woody Allen's not directing the movie. Otherwise, it would be a letdown guaranteed. Well, when you hear like Scarlett Johansson and Penelope Cruz are, you know, lesbian makeout in the red, you know, photo developing room, all stuff like that. Wow, you can't wait. And then it finally comes out and you can't even see anything.
Such a shame.
Exactly.
Anyway, we'll get on to some hardcore discussions, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know how hardcore it is, but let's talk about some recent trailers that have come out and what we think of them, I guess.
There have been a lot of great ones, especially when it comes to fun-looking action films.
And I think the big one would be The Expendables.
Yeah, that was... I can't even... I was at school yesterday, and I had read that it had come online on Joe Blow, and I couldn't watch it to the end of the day because I like to watch it in full, glorious HD to get the full effect. I'll always skip a trailer if it's not in HD. But I got to tell you, that movie, it just feels like an absolute full-on return to classic 80s action.
Yeah.
Just full out, full violence, great characters, just everything.
It looks like a massively good time, and I watched it quite a lot, and I'm excited. And I don't know if I was upset that they kind of showed Arnie and Bruce Willis in the clip, but... I was still, at the same time, creaming my pants.
And I felt the same way. When I saw it, I almost didn't believe it. But the thing was, I was watching, I was thinking, in a way, I kind of wish that they had saved that for the theater.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be sitting in my seat going, holy shit, we're in the church, it's coming. But all in all, though, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more to that scene, and it just
I really hope so.
Yeah, it's...
Looks so exciting. I can't wait.
Well, there's that, and then there's the overall, like, what do you think of the main cast? I think everybody looks like they all play their part well.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be fun. I mean, I really like everyone that's in it.
Same. So I especially like the fact that the ever-growing Terry Crews is growing a part in it. Do you know who he is in the trailer? The main black guy, he has... little discussion he makes fun of Jet Li. He's finally growing in parts. I don't know if you saw Gamer.
I did.
Yeah, from last year he was in that. Unfortunately, he was the only good thing about that movie.
Yes, was not overly impressed with Gamer.
No, the fact that you couldn't see anything was definitely a big problem.
But enough about that movie.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not going to waste time on that.
No wasting any more time.
Correct.
But
I got Arnold joins up. Us again.
But yeah, so then so Expendables looks terrific. So we got a few movies that can hold us off until that comes out. Then see what else was there.
There's the A-Team, which looks absolutely insanely ridiculously stupid, but it looks like it's going to be fun.
It is, and as somebody who has never really seen a lot of the original show,
I have.
It's just not... There's so many shows I never got to. I grew up in Married with Children and Star Trek The Next Generation, so I can't comment
too much.
So
did I, but I also watched The A-Team.
It does look like a lot of fun.
It just looks like stupid fun, like something I can just sit back and watch and eat my popcorn with.
Well, when you see the first trailer with the tank and blowing up the plane, you're like thinking, oh, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me? But then you just think back, like, come on, just... Turn off your brain for two hours.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter. Just enjoy it if it's something stupid. I mean, you look at all the, like, a lot of 80s action movies, that was ridiculously stupid, and you still love them. Like, why can't you just feel the same way now?
Nobody can, because everybody, you know what? I think when it comes to critics, like, everybody's a critic now. The internet has opened the floodgates for everyone to come out and say, this is retarded, this is stupid, you know, like... And before, like back then, these movies were accepted because they were the first of their kind.
Yeah.
You know, then you get, you know, movies like today. I always argue that with like Indiana Jones, the last one and all that. And as much as I hate Shia LaBeouf, he had a good point He basically said that the movies didn't change, the audience did. And I completely agree with that.
Yeah, but that movie had aliens and it had the fridge. And that, to me, was retarded.
But that's the thing, and I thought that was all funny because the first three films are just as outlandish, in a way. Okay, they're not to that degree,
but
jumping out of a raft from, 5,000 feet in the air and surviving, like it's silly shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I really hated it.
Well, that's your opinion. No.
It is my opinion, and I stand by it.
Like discipline.
Shut up.
But,
stop whining.
No! But,
that thing's too addictive.
Hello, cutie pie.
Oh.
Howdy, stranger.
Alrighty, shut up, Arnold.
Bitch.
You said that at the same time. Okay, now our minds are synced. Now it's getting scary.
Yeah, just a bit.
But anyway, so moving on then. Yeah, so what else was there? So we cover the Expendables, we cover A-Team, oh, and of course, being part of the movie hotties realm, Jessica Biel. Hello.
Hello. If she shows, I don't know, her ass in it.
You know what? I don't care.
Well, not like her ass, but just, she can wear pants that just look perfect on her.
Well, there's, the scenes that I've witnessed are, the set photos of her in a long, rain jacket, and she's got her legs showing. I'm like, ooh, okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
It's nice to see her in something other than Powder Blue, to be honest with you, because that movie just depresses the shit out of me.
I didn't see it. I just saw the pictures of her naked.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll.
I remember when I first posted the first footage of her in that flick when, doing all the dancing and stripping, and it damn near crashed the site. There was so many. I think it still is the highest viewed video on Joe Blow.
Crazy.
Pretty sure it was 500,000 views in one day.
Crazy. Another trailer I saw today actually was Salt with Angelina.
Oh man, I very much want to be excited to see that movie, and I think it looks great, and I'm glad to see the great Philip Noyce returning to the spy thriller genre. I'm not sure if you know the Jack Ryan films.
It's okay. I know him quite well.
Yeah.
I was on a set of one of his movies, but I didn't actually get to meet him because apparently he looked like he was in a bit of a bad mood.
I've heard that actually.
But I saw him directing, so that was exciting.
Do you remember what the movie was? Or
that was The Quiet American.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I did meet Michael Caine,
who
completely towered me because he's a massively tall guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've seen the set photos of during Salt, and I was like, holy Christ, he is tall. He towered over Angelina. But for the most part, I do think Salt looks like a lot of fun, but god damn it, I wish Angelina would eat something.
Yeah, just like in Wanted, it's like, I want to feed you some hamburgers.
I do, and I even posted it on Movie Fan Central today. I would kill to see her in the physique that she was back when she did the first Tomb Raider.
Mm.
That was her in her moment. That was it.
She looked great.
And I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, she's been doing action films and she freaking handles them well for, her current physique. But there was a time when she was like my number one girl.
Mm.
And she technically still is, other than Rosario Dawson, as many know. But she is all woman, that girl. But no, I think it does look like a good thriller. It looks like a fun story.
I thought it looked quite fun. It looked kind of like a Bourne movie, but with a chick, almost.
Which, to be honest, doesn't really bug me. But
at all. It looks like it'll be quite good and a good thrill ride.
It's got a hell of a good supporting cast. Liev Schreiber and
Old
tons a lot, but I think it looks a lot like fun. I think the second trailer was definitely an improvement on the first one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I do want to check it out when it comes out.
I hope it'll be a silent hit, but I think they're going to have to advertise a little bit more.
Yeah, just a bit.
I haven't seen the trailers in the theaters, just on the net, so
yeah. I've got the stuff. Well, I see most of my trailers on the net because going to the movies is getting far too expensive, and I've heard people complain about how much it costs, but believe me, in Australia we pay a shitload more than anybody else.
What do you guys usually pay? Just for a movie on its own, not including...
If you just want to see a movie on its own, and this is... Movie prices are the same at any time of the day. With an adult ticket, it's $17.
Holy shit.
So if anyone has the right to complain, frickin' I do.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah, because we usually pay for a typical 2D movie. Funny how we have to refer to 2D movies now. Because 3D is split it up now, but... For just your normal, average, everyday movie, we pay $11.
$11 is what we would pay on a Tuesday, and that's supposed to be Savers Tuesday.
Well, here's the thing. Like, when we have our Savers Tuesday, the price is the same, but you just get a free small popcorn.
Right. And like, I won't even begin about how much the food costs. If I go to the theater, I bring my own drink, I hide it in my handbag, and I bring my own... sweets or whatever.
I usually do the same. I'll just bring a can of Diet Coke in and just go cock and just crack it open. Not that anybody around me really cares, but I still do it to this day. But I gotta tell you, I could get a large popcorn and just go through it. The best part though is that it's free refills, so I refill it before I leave. I'm terrible that way, but yeah, this whole 3D bullshit just has to come to an end.
Well, I don't even give a shit. Like, the only movie I've seen in 3D, like, a proper movie, well, aside from Spy Kids 3D, but that was supposed to be in 3D, was Avatar, and that was fine, but I don't need to see everything in 3D, and now they're, like, going, oh, we've got this movie, but let's just, like, convert it to 3D, and then it looks shit, and people complain. Like, just fucking stop it. If you're going to do a movie in 3D, film it in 3D, make it for 3D, and just do that, or just, you know... Do it in 3D. Don't have all the massive gimmicks. That way it can still translate to 2D without any problems. But, you know, they're just so money hungry and it's all bullshit.
Just do what I tell you.
Yeah, and that's the thing with these studios. It's like they want to... And James Cameron's come out at this point and basically said, yeah, what you guys doing is exactly the opposite of what I intended.
Yeah.
You know, you want to film it in 3D. You want to make sure you put in... like. There's a reason that Avatar took years to finish.
Mm.
No, not 10 weeks of post-production as Clash of the Titans apparently took after it was finished to convert, and they barely got it done.
Yeah, it's just retarded. I don't even want to talk about 3D crap because it's just annoying.
No, I have a feeling that Clash of the Titans is definitely a trip for basically... Definitely going to be a lot of 3D bashing because of it.
Yeah, I don't see the need to see things in 3D, so I will just go out and see it in 2D and be happy with it.
Yep, pretty much.
I've lived with 2D my whole life, so
yeah,
that's it for me.
I don't think we need that with our movies anymore.
Yeah,
it was cool back in the 80s, but now it's just like I don't really feel like Alice in Wonderland even was ridiculous.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was just an absolute headache, like shit flying at you. When Alice is going to Wonderland, she's traveling through falling through a tunnel, and shit's flying past you. It was just a headache.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I feel like it is. You feel like taking your glasses off. It wasn't like that with Avatar, but ugh.
Yeah, anyway. Avatar worked because that's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, Avatar was beautiful. I was like sitting there thinking, I'm there.
Yeah, but...
I'm Pandora. It's ridiculous.
I'm on Pandora.
Yeah. But not going to win an Oscar.
Not going to talk about that. I've already done my Avatar podcast, and that was a lot of fun. But moving on, we've gone over some of our action trailers, so we've got some cool action movies to look forward to this year.
Big time.
Why don't we talk about, like, our favorite action movies, like, of all time?
Favorites of all time.
Yeah.
That is, I practically grew up on action movies. Back when kids were watching Barney, I was watching Die Hard. There's absolutely no secrets in my family when it comes to that. My dad didn't care what I saw. My mom did to a degree, but not much. I mean, like, there are so many classics out there, as I'm sure you've seen.
Well, aside from horror, my other genre is action.
Yeah, I've always been into horror. I'll tell you what, though, over the past few years, I've kind of skipped out on most of it.
Can't say I blame you, because it's remake after remake, but that's another discussion altogether. Do you have, like, an all-time favorite, just one action movie that you say is your all-time favorite ever?
Oh, that is, like, a very difficult question, because it depends on if, like, I'd almost split it up into, is it a serious action film? Is it a goofy action film? But if you put a gun to my head and
I've got one right to your head now.
Yeah.
I've got my backup with me.
Exactly.
Underwear.
Yes, Van Damme is with me.
Exactly.
He's got his underwear on.
So let's say Van Damme's going to kick me in the head, but maybe I've got Chuck Norris behind me, so he'll take care of me. But if I had to choose, I'm going to have to say probably, just out of pure fun, Commando.
Commando.
I got to tell you, that movie on a whole new level, and I've had so many people tell me that I'm retarded because I love that movie so much, because it is pure cheese.
It is. It's honestly, I mean, I said this in my Arnie podcast, it's like one of the most fun, stupid movies. How can you just not enjoy the shit out of it?
As far as I'm concerned, that a man cannot reach the climax of puberty until he's seen that movie. Seriously, between that movie, Total Recall, and Rambo First Blood Part 2, I think that those ones are mandatory for a boy to become a man.
Arnold agrees with you too.
Stop whining.
I'm not whining, you asshole. Okay, he's going to kick my ass.
John Temple.
He's going to kick my sorry ass.
What was that?
He's going to kick my sorry ass.
Exactly. But so what would you consider to be yours?
If I had to pick one, it would be Die Hard, without a doubt.
The first one?
The first one. I fucking love Die Hard.
I've always been at a bit of a on the fence about which one I consider to be the best, because to be honest with you, I think the second is just out of this world.
I think the second one and I love the third one, but my order would be the first one, the third one, the second one, and I don't like the fourth one.
Yeah, the fourth one could have been so good, and the sad part is Bruce was great, but everything surrounding him just sucked. Completely. He was back. He was, all he had to do was just become John McClane again, and poof, he was John McClane.
Yeah.
But it had a terrible villain. I love Timothy Olyphant, but
as do I, but everything was just so fail about that movie.
Yeah. Pretty much the no swearing, and like the violence even. I mean, I'm not saying that the violence and swearing make the movie, but it adds a realistic fun. What's that?
I said it adds to the fun. Like, for me, it does. Die Hard is just such a fucking good time. Like, I just say it's a trilogy. Like, all three of them are just awesome. But for me, I do love the first one the most.
Yeah, I think it is a classic. Now, the only thing I think that the villain, William Sadler from the second one, I thought he was a better villain, to be honest with you, than Gruber. Now, I know they're two completely different characters, different, you know, origins, different missions of movies, but I don't know. I just thought that the second one had a cooler story. I thought the action was a little more fun, and Bruce was having a little more fun. I don't know. And it's one of the reasons why I can't believe Rennie Harlan has become a direct-to-DVD director at this point in his...
it was one of his, maybe his best movie. If I can remember his movies, but yeah. I mean, it's awesome. Sorry.
But,
Die Hard 2 is awesome, I should say.
I think they're all great. And the first one is still fantastic as well. That was Bruce
Wayne. Hey, motherfucker.
he's the man.
He's the man. If I had to pick, like, a second one, it would be Point Break.
Oh, man.
That's, like, one of my all-time favorite movies ever. And I can't even tell you how many times I've seen that movie and how much it was like one of my first ever DVDs.
I am an FBI agent. I
come
can't
on,
get past
he's
that.
Awesome. It's Keanu, like, totally being Keanu. And
can
it's like that shit that? Crazy Gary Busey.
I love Gary.
That's like, it is like one of the just best times I could ever have watching a movie.
Oh, I hear you. Just like, and just, I love the, I mean, the opening just sets the whole movie with the bank robbery and.
Yeah.
They like that. And I still can't believe that Kathryn Bigelow directed that movie.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect a woman to direct that kind of a movie.
Not that it was, and not that even that it was a woman, but her style of directing is, you know, she's covered a lot of genres.
Oh, yeah.
You know, throughout her career, Near Dark being one of my absolute
favorite movies. It's one of my favorite movies ever.
But Twilight is just a...
Please do not bring up that crap.
Oh, fuck, I was just going to say it's a skid mark.
Well, I could go back to my last episode and just say Twilight just shits all over me. That's how I feel after watching that crap, and I'll shit right all over Twilight.
Exactly. But, yeah, like, Point Break, though, is a lot of fun. Patrick Swayze, of course, being the most classic.
Yeah.
Love
him in that movie.
Some of the funniest writing, a lot of funny jokes, just overall awesome.
It's awesome. Like, I know there's a lot of, like, cheese and shit there, but it's just... awesome, and I love it.
I could care less about the cheese. Cheese is always fun to me.
But
like,
yeah.
The first, and if I had to name a second movie, I would absolutely have to say my second would be Predator.
Ooh, more Arnold.
First Predator. Arnie is the king. I can't, like, watching the Expendables trailer when he, you know, he turns around to look at Bruce and Sly, and he puts on that classic Arnie walking away grin. It's like, holy shit, do I miss that. He's got to get out of the governor's mansion fast.
Lack discipline.
That's what he thinks of that.
What do you do? Give them to me.
Now we're just going overboard.
I would like to just get to know you.
But,
thank you.
Yeah, so it's definitely a lot of fun. And with Predator, just that is the pure, like, that movie is pure testosterone. First and foremost. And that's what I actually loved about the new Predators trailer. It's just a whole bunch of very, very pissed off and very skilled killers, including one girl played by the very beautiful Alice Braga. And they're back in the jungle and everybody's getting slaughtered, and I love it. And the action of Predators, I think, is to this day unmatched by, no action film could compare. And I think Expendables gave us a quick glimpse of that. You know, the team that are loyal to each other and extremely gifted at killing, you know, things like that. And I don't know. I love that about Predator as well.
Yeah, it's a fucking awesome movie.
So what would be another one you'd name if you had to?
If I had to? I mean, there's always the classic ones like...
There is, yeah.
You know, Rambo...
And yeah, I was going to say Rambo.
I mean,
like,
even though, First Blood 1 isn't full-on action and maybe one person dies, I still consider it an action movie and a great one.
Yeah.
Because there's so much more to it than what people seem to think. And,
exactly.
Of course, there's, you know, Part 2, which is insane. And I really, really... I mean, I was a bit skeptical going into the fourth one, but I really enjoyed it for what it was.
Do you want to know something? I think the fourth one is the best one.
Really?
I think it fleshed out John Rambo so much, and I thought that Sly handled it beautifully. And the same with Rocky Five, or sorry, not Rocky Five, sorry.
Rocky Balboa.
That sucked. Yeah, Rocky Balboa,
yeah,
Rocky Six.
Loved it.
Rocky Five doesn't even exist in my mind, but Rocky Six was just absolutely fantastic. He did the impossible. He managed to bring two of the most iconic characters he's ever played back to life, and in a big way, to the point now where we're begging for more movies.
Yeah, I love Sly. I love him a lot.
He's, the guy is freaking talented.
Yeah.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Yes, I heard you.
Hello?
Alrighty.
Am I talking too loud?
No, you're not talking loud enough.
You got a problem with that?
Yes, I do.
Are you crazy?
Yes, I am.
We are.
But
well,
I'd say anything with Sylvester would be right up there with my favorite action movies.
By far.
I do have a soft spot for Assassins. I absolutely fucking love that movie.
With Antonio Banderas.
With Antonio and Julianne Moore, who I absolutely love as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was Julianne in that.
It is an earlier role from her, and it's actually a Richard Donner movie.
Which that's right.
It's weird for him.
The only real scenes I remember from that movie are Antonio Banderas sweating in that clock tower or whatever.
Oh, yeah, at the end. In the old hotel or something. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
It's so hot up here.
And, of course, I got to add, any Van Damme movie is also right up there.
Which one in particular?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I can't really pick. I guess, like, the early ones, like martial arts action movies like Bloodsport and Kickboxer, Double Impact.
Oh, like classic in every sense of the word.
Ah, oh, Van Damme. And
Van Damme, don't you?
I love Van Damme. And there's always Universal Soldier, which kicks ass. And the new one fucking is awesome.
Is it? I heard it was great.
I loved it. I mean, he's not like in it heaps, but when he is in it, it's awesome. But the actual film I thought was pretty strong. And I thought it was just too good for a direct-to-DVD film.
Yeah, the Peter Hyams, his son directed it. Peter did a whole bunch of flicks, End of Days and the sequel to 2001, a whole bunch of great stuff. So, yeah, I guess like father, like son. But, I did want to see it because I heard, like, some people were calling it the best of the three. I don't know how.
My favorite is the first one, but I thought this was pretty fucking awesome.
I can't believe Roland Emmerich directed the first Universal Soldier. I forgot that the last time I saw it.
Yeah, as I say, I just think that and Stargate are like probably the only really good movies he's done.
Stargate is brilliant and the TV show is gay. I am sorry. To all Stargate fans out there, I am sorry.
They're all going to be like torching your house.
They will be, and you know what? I really don't care because I don't think, I mean, I like Richard Dean Anderson, I liked MacGyver and all them, but I'm telling you, he could not fill Kurt's shoes if his life depended on it.
Yeah, we can't bring up Kurt Russell because I'm just going to, like, wet myself.
Okay, let's talk more about Kurt Russell.
But, Kurt Russell. Well, any like, action-y movies he's done, I'm so on board with that.
Oh, great. I can't even.
I love him so much, and I think I embarrassed myself on my last podcast with just, you know, talking about Death Proof and Kurt Russell.
don't be talking about Death Proof because you only get me talking about Rosario. that girl, I can't even put in words what would happen if she were at my front door, but I can't anyway.
We should move right along, eh?
Yeah, we can slip along with that. So as any consistent reader of Movie Hotties will know, it's between Rosario Dawson and Zoe Saldana at this point.
Well, I'll gladly take Zoe.
No, you won't. She's mine.
You can't have both.
You
have to share.
Yeah, I guess. Share, I like that. I approve. That approves.
Anyway. Yes. Well, we can't have a discussion without talking about Movie Hotties, so.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Arnold agrees.
Yeah.
Adam.
So does Van Damme.
Van Damme just wanted to say hello.
Trust me.
So,
just tell you.
Well, if I can move past the sound bites, could you pick a favorite action star, or is it just too difficult? Because for me, I think it's probably too difficult.
An absolute out of everything they've done.
Like an overall favorite, if you look back at everything they've done.
I almost hate to say Arnie because it's almost a cliche at this point, but I got to be honest with you. Well, actually, you know what? If I really had to think about it, of all the films that I've enjoyed the most and films I could watch over and over and over again, I think one of my favorite action stars of all time, if I didn't say Arnie would be Chow Yun Fat.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're a Chow fan.
Yeah.
But I have grown up on him since I was a kid. The Killers, Hard Boiled, Replacement Killers, all them. That guy just knows how to do it. And I know it's a combination of him and John Woo and everybody else, but that guy is just the fucking king.
Nice.
Like, nobody fucks up bad guys like he does. Nobody.
It's a good pick for all-time favorite action star.
I got to be honest with you. I've been watching with him, like him since I was a little kid. My dad was a huge fan of his, so I started. And by the way, The Killers is now on Blu-ray, so go look for it. But
I need to just look for it in general because I really want to watch it again.
Oh, you love the hell out of it. I remember when Hard Boiled finally came out on DVD, and I watched it, and they, you know, played with the video a bit and played the sound effects, and it was just 10 times better than when I saw it when I was a kid, and I didn't think that was possible.
Cute.
But, yeah, overall, if I had to choose, I'd say Chow.
Yeah, I've probably got to give it to Sylvester, just mainly because of just how many movies he's actually made, and mm-hmm. I don't even think that I hate any of them, even, like, the really, really awful ones. And
yeah, like,
I just,
what would you consider awful?
Well, something like a movie he's made with, like, Dolly Parton, for example. Like, there's even enjoyment in something as ridiculous as that. So,
stop! Oh, I thought it will shoot!
Exactly. I love Sylvester so much, and he's done so many movies. I would probably give it to him over Arnold just because, you know, he's actually done a lot more. And as much as I love Arnold, he's probably just right behind him. And of course, Van Damme is right there as well.
I agree.
But, yeah, I'd probably give it to Sly overall.
Sly, he's done a lot of flicks, and a lot of his, like, a lot of my favorite films from him are actually not as popular as the rest. I mean, one of my all-time favorites, as I think I mentioned before, was Cliffhanger.
I love Cliffhanger.
That is such an underrated movie, and then, you know, again, another Rennie Harlan film. I mean, you can't compete with John Lithgow.
Yeah, him as a bad guy fucking just rocks.
Waylon, just hearing him freaking swear is awesome enough. Because all I can think of is Third Rock from the
exactly.
Sun every time.
Exactly. That's why, like, oh, Dexter season 4 was so awesome with him in it.
I've not seen a single episode of Dexter.
Well, that's all I'm going to say because it'll spoil it if I say anything else. But he was awesome and he definitely deserved his award.
Well, I'm glad, and I hope to finally start the show at some point.
Please do, because it's awesome.
I'm just trying to get through Arrested Development at this point, which is a freaking riot. But yeah, I totally agree with that choice. And Sly has definitely earned his places.
He's a man.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, the man is over 60 years old, for Christ's sake, and look what he's dishing out. He's dishing out crazier action films now than he did 20 years ago.
Well, he knows where it's at. He knows what his people, like me, want.
He does, and I totally agree. And I think people like Chuck Norris and Van Damme are going to be kicking themselves in the ass when they see how awesome this movie looks.
Yeah.
Because
they
turned it down.
And it's like, oh my God. Van Damme was just totally like, I want a character to play and all this stuff. And it's like, dude, he's going to pay you shitloads of money. Just think about the money. But no, apparently he wanted quality, but I don't know.
I think Steven Seagal said the same bullshit.
Steven Seagal's too busy being a sheriff on one of the most kick-ass shows.
Too busy
Deputy
being fat.
Sheriff, or whatever he is.
Too busy donuts.
He doesn't look too bad. He doesn't look big.
Like on the show, like, he'll, you know, he'd be riding around with the deputies and looking for crooks, and, you know, he'll, you know, as soon as they see one, he'll run, you know, very softly because he's fat, and like all the other cops will catch him, and then, you know, Steven's there to calm down the situation.
He's a cool dude on that show. I enjoy it. I like it better than freaking Cops.
Oh, I enjoy it too. Cops is overrated. Most of those shows
I have
are.
A lot of fun watching Steven Seagal Lawman. I'm not a big Steven Seagal fan, but I really enjoy that show.
Oh, I think you're right.
Actually, I've got to say, Under Siege is one of the most kick-ass action movies, but you've got Tommy Lee Jones as a bad guy, so you can't really go wrong with that.
And a Gary Busey again.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Gary. And, he's of course, the awesome boob shot from, what's her name? I can't remember.
Erica something.
Back then, she was the shit, and she had these big knockers.
I'll tell you what, her knockers were fantastic, but I actually thought she was really annoying in that movie.
Yeah, I agree. It was just about seeing her tits for a few seconds.
Exactly, and that's all I really wanted to see. If he had accidentally, shot her or something like that, I think it would have been better. Well, I love the scene where they first meet up and she's, like, hysterical and he throws her in a locker. She starts banging and screaming. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, is she so retarded? She can't, like, it's like, oh, what a stupid fucking character.
Yeah.
But then again, huge knockers. What can you say?
Yeah, exactly. And Under Siege 2 isn't that bad. It's on a train, but it's still, it's, you know, delivers the goods.
I remember, like, some little bits of it, and there were a lot of boobs in that one too.
It's got Katherine Heigl as his niece, I think.
In
an early role.
Yeah, that's strike one. But I actually didn't know that. I can't stand her anymore, as most of the movie fan community can't. But
I just remembered. I'm like, oh yeah, she was in it.
I remember. I just realized recently she was in Bride of Chucky.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, and I remember how big her boobs were in that movie, but unfortunately it didn't save the movie because she'll never have anything on Jennifer Tilly as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, Jennifer.
I don't care what anybody says, her voice is hot.
I love her. If most people who know me know that I just absolutely love her in one of my favorite movies ever, which, I don't know, it's almost an action movie in half a way, is Bound.
Gina and Gershon.
Jennifer and Gina. And everybody knows I love Gina as well.
And that movie is responsible, in mine and most people's opinion, for creating so many lesbians. Like, that... Seriously, how can you not turn lesbian after watching that movie?
It's pretty difficult.
I don't know. Maybe that sounds, insensitive or something like that.
Well,
but seriously.
Basically, when you watch this movie, you're just like, I want in on that.
You
don't
do.
Even think twice about it. You're just like, huh? What? What? What just happened? I've just been hypnotized.
You are. Like, I've posted that clip up on Joe Blow, and I've tried to, like, post every single scene of those two together in that movie, because it's, when those two are together, it's just ridiculous.
Even just them looking at each other in the lift, it's hot. They're not even doing anything.
And then Tilly will be like, lift up her hand and kiss the finger. And Gina's looking at her. It's like, holy shit. It's too much. And then you got a movie like
Mulholland Drive.
I always want to say Mulholland Falls, but that was the...
That's another
gangster
movie.
Like, yeah. Freaking tons of talent in that movie. But with Naomi Watts and... Laura Herring.
Well, that's all anybody ever talked about, was like, hey, they show their boobs and have sex in that movie.
David Lynch directed this movie? Who cares? There was, boobs.
There was boobs and lesbians in it.
Pretty
that's
much,
all
that's
I
all
heard I... about till I watched the movie, and I'm like, hey, this is a pretty good movie. Oh, and then
yeah,
there's boobs and lesbians in it.
Yep. Laura Herring, in my opinion, is a very underrated hottie.
Oh, she's still looking good.
Oh, I remember seeing Little Nicky. I don't know if you knew she was in that. I haven't seen it.
I don't want to.
Oh, you never seen it? Oh,
no.
Okay. Look, it was worth it just for one scene at the beginning, but it involves some sexy purple lingerie. But it was definitely some good ones, and Bound was good. And how the hell did we get to this topic?
I don't know, but it's kind of steered away from action movies. But
yeah, that's okay.
Like I said, I'm talking to you, so of course we're going to be talking about boobs and hotties.
That's great.
But,
boobs of the day, check it out.
Yeah, check out boobs of the day.
Apparently, I can't remember, I think it was like Sean William Scott, or I'm pretty sure it was him who is actually a big fan of our boobies of the day.
Well, how can anybody not be a fan of boobs of the day? It's boobs of the day.
Especially seeing, I don't know what your opinion on the latest poster of Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
I think it's awesome.
Is that just ridiculous or what?
It's cool. It's very cool.
Well,
hey, there's another, like, well, it's a comic book movie, but it's an action movie that we got to look forward to, Iron Man 2.
That's another good one, and I think they've outdone themselves with this one. There, it's gonna be awesome. There's a lot of people, you know, who think it looks a little goofy, but I think, apparently, from what I've heard, it's actually pretty dark.
It's going to be awesome, and it's going to kick major ass.
I think so. That suitcase armor at the end of the second trailer was just, like, that was pretty much worth the price of the ticket alone.
Mm, it's going to be awesome. And that's another cool thing about action movies is there's just, like with horror, there's just so many, like, sub-genres that you can relate to, like comic book movies and martial arts movies and ninja movies and getting blown up movies and, you know, more serious, let's fight the terrorist movies.
Mm.
That's what makes action great. There's just so much there. So much to enjoy.
Yeah. Exactly. Like with Kick-Ass, I mean, like that's my most anticipated movie.
I can't wait to see that. It comes out here next week. I so want to go.
I know every single person I've heard from.
They say it kicks ass.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass, it kicks ass. Okay, that's totally like not original, but anyway.
And I think they know that. It's just they really have no other word for it.
You just can't like explain it any other way, apparently.
No, exactly. And like at this point, I hope that, like, the anticipation, it's so high at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to have to just go in and be not excited. I don't want to be let down at all.
No, like, and that's the whole point. I think that's what happened with, like, Avatar and them, and it just, that turned into a colossal hit. And all these movies that you build up the hype with these trailers, and it's one of the things that I miss about the old teaser trailers, like back in the 90s, they revealed so little, but they excited you so much.
Yeah.
And, like, that's one thing I miss in today's trailers. But from what I'm hearing, Kick-Ass is probably going to be the best movie of the year, hands down.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing it, and I'll probably end up discussing it on a future show, especially if I do end up getting to see it next week, which I really, really want to. It looks like a lot of fun.
You guys are getting in a week early, aren't you?
Yeah, I have no idea. We usually get things like 10 years late.
Yeah, usually.
It's really odd. And there's actually something I should bring up about action movies because it's just reminded me because it's got Nicolas Cage in it. Two of my favorite, like, guilty pleasure action movies ever, which both star Nicolas Cage, is Face Off and Con Air.
You actually just, I was going to say, please say Con Air. Please say Con Air.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, those two movies are, without question, Nick Cage's best action movies.
So fucking awesome in them. They're like some of his like better roles when looking at him, you know, within action and whatnot.
Oh, I agree. And like when you start off, let's say with Face Off, he, as much as I loved seeing him switch into the good guy role.
Yeah.
You know, like a quarter of the way through the film, I just really wished that we could have seen more of him as the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was good at, like, doing both, but John Travolta, there's just something about him doing bad that just works.
Did you ever see Broken Arrow?
Oh, yeah.
The other one he did? Yeah. I actually thought it was
bad. Nicolas Cage just took over my sound. Whoops.
No, I don't know if I've got a Nicolas Cage...
I found one that just started playing him. By, you know, he just came on. I'm like, oh, shit. No, I don't want that.
I could try and do my own personal soundboard. But,
yeah, give us a Nicolas Cage. And don't go, the bees! Or whatever that line is.
I've never even seen that movie.
No, I've seen most of it, but I just remember seeing it on YouTube.
You're right! Yeah, it's perfectly okay, you fucking idiot!
That was a bit loud. That was a little bit loud. Oh, okay. I found a soundboard. It's totally going to, like, start playing.
Mason! I think I found Mason! You all right? Yeah, it's perfectly okay, you fucking idiot.
That is, like, the absolute greatest.
Oh, yeah, oh, I think I found one from Face Off.
Let's go, I'm bored, let's go.
That was him being bad.
I love, like, the first opening... like minute of him planting the bomb in that center. I can't remember where that was in L.A. And him dancing around in the priest outfit.
Yeah.
You know, freaking groping that choir girl and all that. Yeah. It's just
it's pretty awesome.
Cage fun.
Oh, there's a Con Air one I found. I hope it's the right one.
I said, put the money back in the box.
A quote so good, I had to play it twice.
Oh my god.
Thank you, Nicolas Cage.
One of my all-time favorites here. It's not either of the movies, but one of my favorite Nick Cage movies.
There are over 550 million firearms in worldwide circulation. That's one firearm for every 12 people on the planet. The only question is, how do we arm the other 11?
Good movie.
Lord of the Rings is so underrated in my opinion.
Love that movie. I thought it was great.
but anyway, back to Face Off and all them.
Yeah.
He just played the ultimate bad guy. And then if you go to Con Air, one of my all-time favorite heroes, that long hair.
That accent, just the way he played everything. It was so cool.
But then again, he had to have really good villains in that movie to really play it off. And
John Malkovich.
That guy's
Cyrus
hysterical.
The damn virus. Oh, man. So awesome. I mean, that movie is so fucking over the top, but it's great.
John Cusack in his day.
Oh, John Cusack with those sandals. Oh, my gosh. The mid-90s were good for action movies.
Oh, yeah, without question. I mean, gave birth to one of my favorite action movies of all time. Even though I don't really consider it an action film, even though it's got a lot of action in it, but The Matrix.
Oh, well, it's sci-fi action, I guess.
It is. Like, I try to think of it as more of like a sci-fi thriller.
Yeah, and Keanu's best role to date, I would say.
Oh, yeah, without question.
He's not too... I'm an FBI agent.
I would have preferred if he had said that.
He was more, I'm Neo.
I'm Neo, and I don't know what's happening.
And then we got Hugo Weaving, Mr. Anderson.
I love Hugo Weaving in that role. I don't think he'll ever play a character nearly as cool.
No, unless he's in drag, but that's another story.
I never would have thought of that, but... Okay, I can live with that. I think that might be a thing. As long as, you know, I get to see, like, Carrie Ann Moss in,
No clothes.
No clothing in general. I think about the closest we ever got was probably between Red Planet with her shower scene. Fortunately, the friggin' shower had to be full of steam.
As they are.
Yeah, I've never in my life actually been ever to take a shower and see that much steam. Even if the room is super cold and the water is super hot, I've never seen that much steam in a shower.
Yeah, it's movie effects.
Yeah. Surely is. It ruined the movie Whiteout, I'll tell you that much, with Kate Beckinsale's shower scene.
Right.
And it was a terrible movie, but I was just hoping for that one glimpse. Just But nope. I guess there's always another underworld to look forward to, so.
Yeah, well, nothing beats the first one.
Exactly. To sum up with action movies, Chow Yun-Fat being my absolute favorite star, if I didn't want to go cliche with any others, but between Arnie, Bruce, and Sylvester, anyway.
Yeah, well, I picked Sly, but he knows I love him.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Sly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what he does.
Sly.
There's always so much to talk about with their movies. I could go on all day.
Yeah, but we don't have all day. We still we still have one little thing which we could cover. Mm-hmm. How about, like, I think you mentioned, like, in our pre-show discussion, like, female action heroes or, you know, strong female characters in movies, like action movies. Is there, like, a specific favorite that you've got? And I'm just talking about not just because they're hot, but just, you know, their kick-assness in general.
Well, when it comes to that, there's only one choice and one that I'm sure that most of the fan community would agree with me with, and that is Sigourney Weaver as Ellen Ripley.
Yeah, I agree.
Which, What do you think of that?
Yeah, she would be my pick easily.
She, I mean, and to be honest with you, I think she was hot as hell in those movies. she's not everybody's exact, you know,
there's
cup of tea.
There's just an appeal about her as that character.
Well, I've always had a thing for the female protector.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the tough girl. And that's one of the reasons why I can't understand my obsession, but Zoe Saldana as Neytiri in Avatar, it's just...
Please don't tell me you have a blue person fetish like my other guests who shall not be named.
I am sorry to add to your list, Marcy, but she is ridiculous in that role. It was just that tough female, lioness, protective, I don't know what it is, and
I do have to say, like, her character is awesome, and she's definitely, like, a strong female, like, tough character.
And I find that very attractive, but, and I always have to.
I would still rather Zoe looking like Zoe and not as a blue chick.
I agree. I mean, her upcoming role in The Losers is, like my most anticipated. Like, that girl is just... She is just perfect. If you ever read any of her interviews or listen to her interviews,
she's the shit.
She is the shit.
She's awesome.
And I know I'll never have her, so I'll just cry myself to sleep
we'll
knowing
just,
that.
You know, stick in those daydreams.
Exactly. Daydreams are what make life worth living. But anyway, I would definitely choose Ellen Ripley as my number one, and for follow ups, it would be a little harder, but, I mean, of course, Angelina ranks up there. I mean, her and Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, the first one.
Not the second one. We don't talk about the second one.
No, second was was garbage.
Yes.
From a hack director, as far as I'm concerned. But the point in her career where her physique was perfect, her attitude, and, like, everything was there. She played the role perfectly. This whole bullshit about Megan Fox taking over the role, even though I know she's denied it at this point, but she couldn't fill it if her life depended on it.
I couldn't see her doing it at all.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't take her seriously.
Yeah, that's it.
I'd just be flashing back to Transformers and her trying to pretend she knows, you know, how a
anything.
Car works. But, I mean, she's hot as hell. I'm going to give you that, but I don't know. I think she's overrated in many many categories. But, yeah, so Ellen Ripley, Sigourney Weaver, of course, Angelina. Now, like, what would be one of your top picks?
Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor, mostly, like, Terminator 2, because she's, like, kick-ass in that movie.
Yeah,
tough
I agree.
As nails. She's awesome.
Linda definitely defined a new, a whole new category of tough chicks, especially with the second movie.
Yeah. I mean, the first one, she completely transforms by the end. She's like this kick-ass tough chick. And then number two just really fleshed it out, like what that first movie did to her. And she's just not going to take any shit from anybody.
Exactly, and that's what I loved about her character. The fact is, she knows what's coming, and she knows that she has to be the strongest of the group in order for the mission to succeed, but also to save her son. And, like, Linda was just the ultimate protector, and that's one of the things I just loved about her in that movie.
Mm.
And it's a shame, because, and then the third movie came out, and I was like, oh, Christ almighty. And they came up with this cockamamie story about her dying of cancer and all these things. It just ruined her image. I just hated it, the way they played with it.
I didn't like that either.
But all in all, I totally agree with your assessment on Linda. You know I always agree with you.
On forums, even when you don't, you still agree with me.
Do I have a choice? No.
No.
Who loves you, baby?
Everybody, but, I hope.
I don't think there's any doubt of that. Who can get past that accent? Come
on. I know. It's the accent.
It's a sexy Australian.
The sexy Aussie accent.
Like Steve Irwin.
No, and you're doing an English accent.
What's that?
I said, and you're doing an English accent.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody can do an Australian accent but an Australian.
Yeah, exactly. A true Australian. Except yeah. You don't want to mix it up with someone from New Zealand, from what I've heard anyway.
Yeah, apparently, Australians and New Zealanders don't get along, apparently.
Apparently it's pretty close. But so moving on with the top hot female action heroes, another one I've said her name about 20 times already during this length of this amazing podcast, but Rosario Dawson
in Sin City.
Oh, you read my mind, girl. Yes,
I agree. Oh, she's my warrior woman.
That's
your warrior woman.
Anybody who knows my little profile on Movie Fan Central knows that every time I post a photo of that woman, she is the number one photo I always use as my profile photo. And I always say Rosario Dawson, my warrior woman. That girl in that as Gale, holy Jesus. If I were Clive Owen, I don't think I could last 5 minutes being on set with her. I'd need like minute intervals. I'd need to walk away for whatever reason, which I will not discuss in this podcast, but she is just ridiculous. And she was so good in that role, even in Death Proof.
Yeah.
Like her and, you know, Zoe and...
Oh, I love Zoe. Zoe Bell, she's a lot of fun. She's cool.
She's a lot of fun. I can't remember the other girl's name, the one with the big curly hair. She's sexy.
Yeah, I actually can't remember who that was.
The second group of girls in that movie were way sexier than the first group. I don't know what it was.
They weren't as annoying, that's for damn sure.
I think that's what Quentin was aiming for.
Yeah, I think so. You'd rather see the first lot get killed rather than the second lot, because the second lot were just a lot more fun.
Exactly, and that's... I love what Quentin did, and it's one thing I've always yearned for in horror films, and I know it doesn't make it much of a horror film when it happens, but I love when the prey becomes the hunter.
Yeah, well, that was a cool, like, thing with Death Proof at the end.
Oh, shit.
But
exactly.
Unfortunately, they were going after my boyfriend, Kurt Russell.
Kurt got what was coming to him.
He did, but, you know, I do have such a soft spot for him.
Oh, I love the man, and I'm sure Kurt was...
I don't think he was complaining about Rosario, you know, doing anything to him.
No, or that... I can't remember the name of the first
girl.
The other girl. Giving him that fantastic lap dance.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm sure... I always wonder what Goldie Hawn thought of that scene, or, you know, Kate Hudson, or any of them, but I don't think Kurt really cared.
No, he just got to make a movie with, like, some really hot chicks.
Sorry, Goldie, it's... all about the paycheck. But Kurt could do whatever fucking want. I miss Kurt. Like, he does not do enough movies.
Yeah, I always watch his movies. And as I said, like, anything he's in, it's a good movie, even if it kind of sucks. I don't care. I'm going to watch it anyway.
Poseidon sucked. Kurt Russell was awesome.
Exactly. He's always awesome, even if the movie sucked.
Oh, he makes everything better.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
I love that movie.
That is such an underrated movie. And
I absolutely love it. And him in that whole Elvis getup. Oh,
yep.
God.
Him and Kevin Costner.
Oh, that really does it for me.
That's even one. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's where we're going here. Courtney Cox in that movie. No, that was actually, in my opinion, her only hot role.
And I totally wanted to punch her out for getting to get it on with Kurt Russell. Damn you.
Yeah, more than once.
I know. Damn her.
Yeah, I wanted to... Well, I can't say I wanted to punch out Kurt because he's too awesome. He he deserves that. But, you know, there are guys in this world that you just can't hate because they're just too awesome, even if they do get to bang every hot chick on the planet. Like Brad Pitt. I can't hate him because he's just too awesome.
He's too awesome. He's Brad
Robert
Pitt,
Downey Jr. I can't hate him because he's just too awesome.
Exactly.
But Michael Cera, I hate him so much, I just wish he'd, you know, disappear into the breeze. But I'm serious. I can't fucking stand him. That's Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I want to see it so bad, but he is
you
the
just
only
don't like
thing
him.
That can stop me.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said that you want to see it, but you just don't like him.
I do, and I hate him.
One thing about that movie now that it's going to be really weird is if he kicks Chris Evans' ass, Chris Evans has just probably lost all his credibility, even
I don't
more
think
so
I can watch it.
As Captain America.
Yeah, absolutely. And you watch the trailer and Chris owned that trailer.
He's a cool
dude. He had his three lines, you know. What's up?
I like him. Oh, what can I say?
I love Chris Evans, and I think he was a great... Speaking of all that, I think he was a great choice for Captain America.
It's not going to bother me either way, which I've said on a different podcast, because I don't know anything about the character. Maybe if he was Captain Australia, I'd know something, but I like Chris Evans, I don't care. No, not really.
No?
I'm Captain Australia.
We have to have a Captain Canada up here. Might already have one, I don't know. But out of all the candidates, I think Chris was definitely the best choice. If that John Krasinski had gotten it...
Well, that was just silly.
Like, all I can see is just this little goofy... Well, not little, tall guy.
A goofy guy
from The Office. I don't know. I just don't see it. But I think Chris is a far better actor than most people give him credit for.
Yeah, but... I mean, I guess he's another guy that you can't really hate because he's cool. Well...
Yeah, exactly.
In my opinion, and your opinion.
To be honest with you, and I've said this before, I think he actually, his role in Sunshine, and I know everybody goes, oh, God, they're bringing up Sunshine again. You know, when it comes to Chris, I thought that role was just exceptional for him.
Well, as far as that movie goes, if you ignore the third act, it's a pretty good movie.
Do you want to know something? I have no problem with the third act.
Oh, it kind of annoyed me.
It's a tad annoying, but I thought that they did it tastefully.
Mm. I really like the movie, though.
I would have had a harder time if they would have said, oh, there was just some random malfunction and it sent the whole mission into, you know, into shit mode. But I don't know. I think it's one of the most underrated movies of the last decade, I'll tell you that much.
I enjoyed it, so.
All fun.
That's all good.
But anyway,
we've kind of gone a little off topic as we have throughout this podcast, but that's okay.
As long as it doesn't hurt the podcast.
No, but we will wrap it up for now, and you are most welcome to come back anytime.
Well, I really appreciate it, and this was definitely a riot. We covered a lot, and
and we kept going back to the hotties.
Yep. And we will hopefully do so next time. And hope to continue giving everybody all the latest hottie buzz and sharing some more thoughts with you on here. I had a really great time.
Well,
thanks for having me.
You're definitely welcome back. It was a real pleasure. And thank you for joining me and having our little discussions, which went off topic and went on to soundboards.
Exactly.
And Van Damme wants to say...
I don't.
Okay.
Why don't we just have like a friggin' soundboard like frenzy here?
No, it'll go too crazy.
Damn it.
Isn't there one that says damn it? No, that'd be a Jack Bauer one, which I don't have.
Yeah, there's too many that I hate Jack Bauer.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. 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 Hello.
Sorry.
That's enough, Sly. You're there.
Is there a oh damn. On my Arnold one, there's no I'll be back. That's always, it's not always, but it's one of my sign-offs, and I can't have him say it.
Never be, I'll be back.
They've only got...
Goodbye.
That one.
That's the best one.
Okay, so, well, again, thank you, and I hope everybody enjoyed listening to us talk. And,
thanks for listening.
Well, until next time, I've been Super, and you've been,
You're a bitch.
A bitch.
I've been a bitch.
Oh. Not really.
Billy and Amius, get ready for the big surprise.
I don't really know why I picked that one, but I don't know. I was trying to do a response, but I really picked a stupid soundbite. But anyway. Don't judge me because of it.
But anyway,
I really appreciate it, Marcy, and look forward to our next encounter.
Yes, and I guess I'll say catch you later.
See you later.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.